Over the last few weeks, Governor Newsom has been running around the state handing out money to anyone who will take it. Many people describe him as acting like the younger version of the Monopoly Man carrying sacks of cash. Newsom also just submitted a proposed state budget to the legislature that is a 33% increase over last year's budget. Did the leading farm crop in California suddenly become money trees? Not quite. You see, our state budget is heavily dependent upon the wealthy. And over the last year, during the COVID pandemic, the rich indeed did get richer in California, so more taxes were collected than normal. This created a temporary surplus of funding for the state. The key word here is temporary. The nonpartisan legislative analyst called out Newsom on his spending spree, saying it is short-sighted and inadvisable. Numerous nonpartisan observers and commentators have also questioned Newsom's outlandish budget proposal. George Skelton, the dean of the Capitol Press Corps, wrote that Newsom is playing Santa Claus with state tax dollars, flying around the state, promising expensive presents to voters who likely will be deciding a fall recall campaign whether to keep or toss him. Wait a minute! The governor is intentionally running up the budget and creating expensive new programs which will later lead to tax increases, all in an attempt to save himself from the recall? Are you kidding me? Newsom has taken this corruption to a new level. However, by purposefully running up our state into debt like a teenager with his first credit card, the bill will come due, perhaps sooner than we think. We're in a severe drought, facing another potential wildfire season. Governor Newsom should be socking away money for these upcoming challenges, not putting our state into further debt. I'm Senator Brian Jones.